This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. What's it like to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic in Vermont within a community that's relatively new to the U.S., where English might not be spoken widely? VPR digital producer Abigail Giles began reaching out to Chittenden County residents about COVID-19, translation, and grassroots solutions back in April. And this week, we have four stories online, each about an activist, leader, or community member, most of them volunteers, who spent long hours during the heart of the lockdown working to support the people around them through translation, cultural interpretation, or finding ways to help people build a feeling of connectedness from self-isolation. And for more, Abigail Giles joins me now. Hi.
Hi, Henry.
So let's start with one of the stories in your series. Can you share a bit more about Tool Narula?
Yeah, so Tool is a homeschool liaison for the Winooski School District. He translates and interprets information for the school district to parents of about 145 students in Winooski's Bhutanese Nepali community, and that's a reciprocal relationship that goes both ways, so he helps the school district as well. And he's one of six people in that role among various language communities. During the pandemic, he found he was kind of taking on a lot of extra work beyond that role. He was helping people register for unemployment insurance for the first time, activate EBT cards, kind of generally serving as sort of a cultural broker. A lot of Bhutanese Nepali refugees who come to Vermont have had to flee kind of oppressive relationships with government, and this was a hard time to be interacting with institutions, especially if you saw people that didn't come from your culture or community. So he was helping to kind of bridge those gaps as a whole.
And trying to sort of find some trust between the government that's trying to get out health information in this time and communities that might have a distrust of authority in that way.
Yeah, absolutely, and kind of build mutual understanding there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the overarching themes that you heard from people like Tool and others during this time of the pandemic?
Generally, there are a lot of really great resources available for people around translation in Vermont, but not on a day-to-day level so much. There were a lot of organizations that rallied really quickly to build a response, government agencies too. But during this period of isolation, there's a lot that could be lost. And if you think about how fast the news cycle is moving, if English is your native language, it was hard to keep up with. Just imagine trying to follow that if, say, you speak another language, or if you're looking for information online, but say you speak an oral language. There were some challenges there. These people were kind of folks in the community who were leaders, who were really plugged in, who kind of didn't skip a beat, immediately started thinking about other people and anticipated challenges, found solutions sort of before they even arose in some cases.
You also spoke to a high school student, Hussein Amouri, who, like all other students in Vermont, had to switch to remote learning in the spring. What was his experience like and his classmates' experience like with that?
Yeah, so Hussein, his family came to Vermont in 2015 from Tanzania. His mom is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and his story is not unique. His mother is trilingual and spent 19 years seeking asylum in the U.S., navigated that incredibly difficult process for her family. But leading remote learning during this time was really difficult without English or without tremendous comfort with a computer. So Hussein said that he, like some of his classmates who were in kind of newcomer families, found himself doing a lot of that kind of work for his siblings and for his mom, translating day-to-day information and really feeling this sort of burden of needing to keep his family safe and up to date in terms of the day-to-day.
Obviously, this is a really challenging time, and the last few months have been challenging for so many people. I'm curious what you found to be hopeful in some of these stories.
Well, there's a story in there. Rizika Kasim, she grew up in Vermont, and her family came here as Somali Bantu refugees in 2006. She went to college in the U.S. and works as a pharmacy technician. She's a frontline worker and also a parent during this period. And she rallied through her kind of network of women within her community and friends to raise nearly $7,000 with small individual donations within the Somali Bantu community nationally and internationally to feed over 300 people weathering COVID-19 in refugee camps in Kakuma, Kenya, during Ramadan. So that was during a really difficult financial time for many people in Vermont. And it was interesting. In May, she actually said to me, you know, they're praying for us in the United States, which was a really interesting sort of different perspective. But she felt like that project rallied connection and hope and a sense of, you know, moving into the future for the people involved.
That's VPR digital producer Abigail Giles, and you can find her series of profiles at our website, vpr.org. Abigail, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Henry.